We're here at World Pork Expo with Behringer Ingelheim. Just did a media presentation here on utilizing the infection chain model on how to reduce the impact of some diseases in pigs and throughout the production system. And with me right now is Brian Payne, who's swine technical manager for BI. Now, first of all, Brian, why don't you just explain the infection chain, especially as it relates to the production chain?
Sure. We're very familiar with the production chain. We start with nucleus farms going down to multipliers that would produce gilts going into a sow farm, which then put out the pigs in which we sell to the market. So we oftentimes really focus on the pigs going to market. However, there's everything in the pyramid that's supporting those pigs. The infection chain, we can't just focus on the individual pigs that are going to get exposed to PRRS or mycoplasma out in the finishing barns. We have to look at the immune system, providing those pigs a chance to get vaccinated before they're exposed from their dams, that would be the gilts or the sows. And then in order to prevent those gilts and sows from getting sick is proper management of the infection chain from the gilts going into the sow herd.
Yeah, so basically you take the infection chain and work backwards and it becomes a prevention chain, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's a good way to put it.
You used the PRRS vaccine as an example. Talk about that.
The PRRS vaccine, when it first came out, was only for individual pigs, controlling respiratory disease in individual pigs. And we found out that if you vaccinate pigs that are already exposed to PRRS, that the vaccine does not work as well. So we do have a whole herd claim for our Ingelvac PRRS MLV that can be given to sows, and we like to utilize that in specific programs to reduce the shedding of PRRS to wean pigs so that those pigs can then be vaccinated appropriately for when they're exposed out in the finishers.
Now, you mentioned that this is probably not the last time we're going to hear about the infection chain as far as BI is concerned, in relation to PRRS, MHIO, and PCV2.
Yeah, the BI is very dedicated to looking at the understanding of the diseases overall. So whether it's PRRS, PCV2, or MHIO, we're very dedicated to understanding the disease and giving those pigs the best chance to grow the best that they can. We are in the business of selling vaccines, but we want to make sure that those vaccines are placed appropriately, given to pigs that can mount a proper immune response to them. So, yes, we are. We've done a great job with PRRS infection chain. We're in the middle of many studies with the mycoplasma infection chain to understand the disease and making sure that we get negative pigs to vaccinate. And we're also starting PCV2 infection chain studies.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Here at World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.